So let's hear a little bit about your 56-year-old lady. I see she presented 10 years ago with locally advanced disease, gets TH followed by AC, and then develops metastatic disease 8 years after finishing trastuzumab. She's biopsies. Now she's ER negative, but still HER2 positive, but she's got a PIK3 mutation, which you can take your shot at explaining what the clinical implications are. But maybe you can pick it up from there.
Sure. So when she recurred, actually, she had pretty symptomatic disease. She had big pulmonary nodules, which is really her predominant site of disease, and she was short of breath. And this is a very active woman who cycles and runs and is generally, you know, just hard to stop, and she had been stopped by this.
And she didn't have lymphangitic disease?
Nope, it was all like bulky pulmonary nodules.
How often do you see that? They just
not often, but look, it's possible there was some lymphangitic component, but we didn't see it.
That's really interesting.
She got THP, paclitaxel, trastuzumab, pertuzumab, had a great response, both symptomatically and radiographically. By the end of about 6 months, she was tired of getting paclitaxel. We continued the antibodies, and she stayed on them for 8 months and then got a little bit of disease progression. And we had a trial of HP with a PI3 kinase inhibitor, which we enrolled her on. The whole role of PIK3CA mutations and PI3 kinase inhibitors in this setting is a little bit unclear. That said, in Cleopatra and in other studies, PIK3CA mutations have been associated with shorter progression-free survival and a sense that the anti-HER2 therapy doesn't work quite as well in the setting of a mutation.
That's interesting because, like, when I hear PIK3, I think of ER.
So, for good reason. In ER-positive disease, 35 to 40% of tumors have PIK3CA mutations. In HER2-positive disease, it's 20% or less.
But different implications?
Maybe. And it's worth noting that in Cleopatra, although presence of a PIK3CA mutation was prognostic, it wasn't predictive. So it didn't change the relative benefits of pertuzumab. In any case, she went on this trial of HP plus an alpha-selective PI3 kinase inhibitor. She had stable disease for 6 months, followed by progression. I'm not sure it did a whole lot.